everybody. Welcome to the Effing Podcast. I'm your host, Madman Rio.
And I'm G.I. Joe, reporting for duty.
Today, it's just me and G.I. Joey. As you see, Frankie Noodles doesn't really have time, so he's not doing this anymore with us.
Yeah, so it's sad to see him go, but...
Yes. It'll be just me and you, and sometimes we'll have some of our friends. Today, we do not have Dumbass. He probably has his dick caught in a pipe somewhere. Or he's bread and chicken.
With his dick.
Shawnee Retro is busy, and it's just me and you today, which is fine. We've done it before, and we've done it plenty.
We'll just keep on doing it.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to know what happened with Frankie Noodles has a little disease going on.
What's the disease?
It's called dickhead syndrome.
Damn.
He knows. He's a dickhead. We love him anyway.
Fucking dickhead syndrome.
Uh-huh. So anyway, today we're just going to be getting back into the groove. As we know, we'll update you what happened. If you didn't listen to the last episode that we recorded not too long ago, we almost lost G.I. Joe. We almost lost his life. He had pneumonia, and it turned out really bad. If you want to just refresh everybody, what happened with that?
I was coughing bad for a while. Then I finally got looked at.
Uh-huh.
They said I had to go to the hospital because it turned out to be pneumonia.
Because you wouldn't listen to me the week before.
So I went to the hospital. Went to Capital Health. They didn't have what I needed, so I had to get flown over to Penn Medicine.
Jeez.
Then, that's when it kind of went fucking downhill.
Mm-hmm.
One day, it kind of flatlined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucked. Two and a half months of fucking hospital.
2.5 months. Jeez.
My fucking whole summer.
Yeah, that was fucking scary. I remember that. I was talking to your brother. Once again, thank you to your family, and thank you, Shawnee Retro, for keeping me updated and everything that happened, because I didn't want to keep bugging your family.
Right.
About everything. I just wish you have got a hot nurse. That's... Yeah, that didn't... You have some crusty lady come to your house. She might have used to be hot. I don't know. But she's crusty at this time.
Yeah, people, what he means by the hot nurse coming, there was no hot nurse that came to my house. After I got out of the hospital, I had to be on this IV thing, so nurse had to come out to look at it every once in a while, change the fluids and everything. Yeah, I was a hot mess that summer.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was not too much fun.
No.
We're glad you're here, though. You just gotta fucking start taking care of yourself, like mm-hmm. you said before. Well, I gotta start taking care of myself, too, because... Probably my fucking blood type right now is Rocky Road, but
hey, Rocky Road ice cream is delicious.
It is. It's my favorite ice cream. But anyway, as you said, we're trying to get back into the groove. We're going to be talking about stuff we hope to be coming up this year, the stuff we're looking forward to, and stuff of and other stuff, and just fucking around, having fun with you guys.
Yeah, we want to get back in the groove. We feel like we're a little rusty because it's been a while.
Yeah, hey, we're rusty, and we also have a. Another big announcement we're going to make shortly. We are going to be, once again, everybody who listens to this is more than welcome to join us. Me and G.I. Joey are going to be hosting another podcast also on the side.
Oh, so we're
going to
do two?
Yes, because everybody knows our passion for wrestling.
Yes.
Especially independent wrestling. So we are starting a podcast called the Undisputed Truth Wrestling Podcast. It's going to be basically featuring the UCW, which is in Northwest Pennsylvania. And UCW has just been, my buddy is building it, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good. It's not going to compete with anything like the WWE or anything like that. It's indie wrestling. People who are listening to this, if you are independent wrestlers, contact me, Madman Rio. You can look me up on Facebook, Rio Prisco, or... You can look up Undisputed Championship Wrestling. So we're going to be mostly talking about that, and we'll be talking about independent wrestling in general. As we've seen before, there's a lot of indie guys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of indie guys that have a lot of talent out there.
And hopefully your buddy can pick up some of those guys.
Yeah, I think he will. It's some of these guys, okay, it's just another paycheck. Some of them are trying to be serious about the thing. If they talk to him and they believe in the product, which I think they would, they can have a long good relationship. And Pennsylvania loves indie wrestling, so.
And what's the name of your buddy in case the wrestlers want to get a hold of
him? Well, I don't want to put his name out there right now because I don't want him to get bombarded.
Okay.
He's just starting up, but the first show is going to be in August.
August 20th, right?
Yes. And we'll have we'll probably have him on the air one day with us, and we'll have a couple wrestlers on the air with us by phone.
Okay, I was going to say, we're going to need more fucking room.
Yes. Well, we have a little studio here. We got room for two more people. But, yeah, so that's what's going on with that. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have the Effin podcast, which we're always going to do, and we're going to have the Undisputed Truth Wrestling podcast, featuring the UCW. And we'll be talking about other indie wrestling stuff and everything else. So you'll no longer be hearing indie wrestling on this platform.
So tune in for that one.
We'll be talking about like WWE and AEW and stuff like that, the bigwigs. We'll be talking about indie wrestling on the Undisputed Truth Wrestling podcast. And that will be coming soon.
To a theater near you.
To a theater near you. Yeah, to Spotify near you.
Or Apple.
Or Apple or any of those things, yeah. But that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have fun with that. We have fun with this. Yeah. But, yes, we apologize to everybody about, you know, the lack of episodes. All our other episodes are popular. I still see new people are looking at that. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a chance.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we have fun with this. We just have fun. Mostly just busting everyone's balls, mostly dumbass Nick and Frank. I'm going to be busting your balls a lot now.
Yeah, I can see it.
And you can bust my balls back. But we're going to have some new segments we're going to come up with and stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, goody.
Goody, goody, goody.
Wonder what the new segments are going to be.
Yeah. Anyway, you see any movies you want to see this year that are coming out?
Let's see. I saw Scream.
You saw Scream? How was that?
I liked it. They brought the original characters back.
Well, they always come back. I think there's too many movies now. It wasn't as bad as Scream 3, was it?
No.
Good.
I saw Jackass. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I got to see Jackass. Jackass is always fun.
Surprised you didn't.
Nah, I didn't see it because I don't want to pay for it right now. Who am I going to take? Salvatore's 5. I'll be creepy just going to the movie theater.
Hell, I'd go again.
I know.
Any other movies?
Well, I'm looking forward to Batman next month. You know, I get sucked into those Batman movies. It might be trash. It might be good. Who the fuck knows? It's Batman. Colin Farrell looks unrecognizable.
Oh, I do want to see that Blacklight movie with Liam Neeson.
Blacklight will cost for Liam Neeson. But yeah, the Batman movie I'm looking forward to. Like I said, Colin Farrell looks fucking amazing as the Penguin. Like, he unrecognizable. Like, even that trailer where they show him talk for a little bit, he's like, oh, take it easy.
You're like, who the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow. The fucking Riddler looks like the Unabomber. And but I can understand what they're doing with the Riddler in that because it kind of makes sense because, you know, a lot of people complain, oh, he's not wearing his original suit with the little mask and the, you know, the bowler hat and stuff. Well, let's make this clear. When it comes to that, the little mask and stuff, I know who's behind that mask. It's not for the good disguise. And I have people texting me.
The man behind the mask.
Yeah, just a little fucking little eye mask. Like, I would know who that person is behind the mask. Like, this is a different take. We'll see how it goes. It could be trash. It could be good. It could be the best Batman ever. We never
know. Now, the main question. Will Batman and Catwoman get together?
They get the fucking together all the time. They always fuck each other.
The way they are in the movie, it's like, ooh.
Well, that's how Batman... everybody knows my favorite Batman movie is Batman Returns. But that's how Batman and Catwoman always are.
Who are you behind the
mask? I gotta drink my liquid. My liquid crack. And, yeah, well, that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to. And they got the Halo TV series coming out.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that, too. I just hope it doesn't steer too far away from the video games. Because, like, I don't understand the whole... If anybody has watched the trailer, I'm pretty sure everybody has. Cortana looks like shit. Doesn't look like Cortana at all. Let's see. And I don't get what it is with the one human villain that's in the Covenant. Humans aren't in the Covenant.
Apparently, this one there is.
I know. It's like kind of like they dumb it down to please everybody, but I'm just hoping it doesn't steer too far away from the video games and the comic books. I can tell you this, Peacemaker is really good. If you haven't seen Peacemaker. Peacemaker and the Book of Boba Fett were pretty damn good.
Boba Fett was great.
I loved it. A lot of people have mixed reviews about the Book of Boba Fett. Technically, it's more of, it's tied into Book of Boba Fett, The Mandalorian, it's all one universe. It was a Star Wars universe. Yeah. But it's all tying into each other, like they merged into to each other. Plus, you know, whoever hasn't seen it, sorry, I'm going to fucking spoil this for you. Mando reunites with Grogu. That was a very heartfelt moment. I tried to hold back the tears.
You cried?
I tried not to hold back the tears, yes. It was too adorable. It was too... How could you say no to Grogu? He leaped right in his arms. But yeah, that was good. Peacemaker is very good. I still got to watch the last episode. That came out last night.
Surprised you didn't watch it.
Peacemaker's fucking hilarious. Best character in that's Vigilante.
Can you actually see John Cena?
No, you can't.
Okay.
When you don't need to, you can't. And when you see John Cena, but like I got a bunch of people at work with it. It's so fucking corny. I told you John Cena was in the prequels of Star Wars.
I was like, what?
You just can't see him. You just can't see him. That's fucking corny as hell, but. Now, I got a scenario for you.
Oh, here we go.
Really quick. Yes or no? I might have told you this, but you probably just fucking ignored it. Okay, the scenario is you're in Antarctica. You have no gloves. You know, Antarctica gets like below 100. Zero below 100.
Okay.
So that shit is fucking cold. It's probably as soon as you pee, it turns into an icicle. If you had to warm your hands up, the only way to do that was to coddle a polar bear's balls.
Would you do it? The fuck?
Would you do it?
A polar bear?
Yeah, a polar bear.
Thing's gonna maul me to death.
No, it's not gonna maul you. It wants you to do it.
What fucking bear wants that?
I don't know. This particular polar bear wants you to coddle its balls. Would you do it to warm your hands up?
No.
I would probably do it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm coddling the nuts.
Just like you would eat a dirty diaper?
Okay, we'll go through that. We'll talk about that too. Yeah, so I messaged G.I. Joey the other day, and I asked him, I said, if you got a lifetime supply, if he likes Lunchables nachos.
I'm a nacho man.
You're like a little fucking kid when it comes to that.
I am.
Sandwich spaghetti. So if you got a lifetime supply of Lunchables nachos, would you eat a dirty diaper with shit and piss in it?
Hell no.
With a spoon. He was like, hell no. I'm like, you know what? If I was going to get something like $100 million or if I'm getting a lifetime supply of something I like, I probably would do it.
A lifetime supply of what?
I'll just pretend it's like fucking meatloaf or something. I don't know. Like, it was going to be fucking nasty. And my wife was saying, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. And you're hearing in the background. I'm like, yes, yeah. I would. If I'm getting a lifetime supply of something I fucking like, or if I get a shitload of money, like $100 million, I'm fucking doing that. I'm grabbing the spoon. It's going to be disgusting. My stomach's probably not going to like it later. I might end up in the hospital.
Your it would mouth be fucking is worth smell it. Disgusting. God.
Oh, my God. My mouth. Talk about shit breath. Shit breath.
You're going to need a lot of toothpaste and mouthwash.
Yeah, after that, yeah. I think I'll just go straight to scotch.
There you go.
But, yes, I would do that.
God bless your stomach.
Yes, God bless my stomach. But, yes, I would definitely do that. So I can tell you a video game I'm looking forward to.
Which is?
It's coming out this month. I've been talking about it like crazy.
I know. I'm saying it for the viewers because they don't know.
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring?
I cannot wait for Elden Ring.
You want to describe that for the people who don't know what the fuck Elden Ring is?
Well, do you know what Dark Souls is?
Yeah.
It's in the Dark Souls universe. George R.R. Martin, who writes the Game of Thrones books, Song of Fire and Ice, it's called in the books. Well, the Game of Thrones books, Song of Fire and Ice, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He's like head writer of the video game. It's funny, he'll help write this video game, but he won't fucking finish the last book.
Why?
I don't know. It's because it's George R.R. Martin. Like,
it's weird. Why wouldn't you finish writing a book?
It's coming soon. Like, winter's coming.
Winter's coming. What is this, AEW? Winter's coming?
No, winter's coming is a Game of Thrones thing.
I know, but winter is coming. That's also an AEW thing. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a game. It's in the Dark Souls universe. It looks really awesome. So where the fuck that came from. But I suggest everybody go look it up, see some gameplay of it so far. It looks fucking amazing. I could be wrong. It could be the worst shit ever. But I'm really looking forward to it. I still got to get the new Pokemon Legends, Arceus. Some surprise guys at work have it. And, well, I'm fucking broke lately, so. Yes. So I'm looking forward to getting that.
I don't think there's any games that caught my eye.
There's no games that caught your eye because you can't afford them right now.
Yeah, being laid off kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, you're not looking forward to WWE 2K22?
No, I haven't had a WWE game in so long.
3 years late. 3 years late. That roster is going to be so outdated.
Yeah, I saw Asuka was in it. I was like, what?
Well, Asuka's there.
Is she still with WWE?
Yeah.
Where the fuck's she been? She hasn't been on WWE TV.
I think she got hurt.
Oh. I'm trying to think of the commercials.
Keith Lee's probably going to be in it.
Probably. Oh, did you see Liv Morgan got mad?
About what?
She thought she was going to be an 80 ranking. Apparently, she's only a 77.
Ah, yeah. Well, they bury her.
She's like, I'm at least an 80. Come on.
They bury her. So, makes sense. I just want the women to just, like, fucking get down and start, like, screwing each other in the ring. That'd be great.
We're going to have a lesbian match.
Yo, imagine if they did that in Saudi Arabia. They would be mortified.
Yeah. They cut that pay-per-view off the air. Nope.
Just start having Natalya and... If
the women's had an elimination...
And Dana Brooke to start eating each other.
The women's elimination chamber. Boom. That's what they'll do.
Who's in that one? I forget.
Liv, Rhea Ripley, Nikki. Alexa Bliss,
oh yeah. And there's a mystery one, right?
No, Alexa Bliss was the mystery one.
Oh, she was the mystery one? All right.
Bianca Belair and Doudrop.
Okay, all but Doudrop I'm fine with. No offense to Doudrop. But that would be a big-ass orgy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She just crushed everyone if she got on top.
It's fucked up because we're big. Yeah. I'll put Doudrop, I'm fine with.
Like, I can see it now. Oh, Doudrop, when you get on top, she just jump off the turnbuckle and does her splash.
That'd be a hell of an orgy, though. As long as, like, Shayna Baszler wasn't it.
Like, the chamber she was at when she won when we went?
No, I'm talking about if they're all going to start eating each other. You don't see, God. Like, Shayna Baszler at night.
Well, Nia Jax, she left, right?
Yeah, she's done wrestling, thank God. The female Yokozuna.
Oh, shit.
You know the scary thing, though? If that happened, we got to worry about the guys' match. The face you just made.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar's going to take down the Suplex City.
They'll start going after everyone in the chamber. I'll make you my bitch.
That's disgusting. Needless to say, if stuff like that happened, there'd be no more Saudi Arabia shows, which would be awesome.
Nope.
That'd be awesome. I don't like the Saudi Arabia shows.
What's someone from Saudi Arabia's listening to us?
Oh, it has nothing to do with that. It's WWE does shit shows in Saudi Arabia.
And it has to be at 12 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Yeah.
We're like, what the fuck? And why are pay-per-views on Saturdays now? It's like, what the fuck?
Because they can't compete on the things on Sundays. Because their ratings are so bad. By the way, like I said, I think the whole Cody Rhodes thing's a work. with AEW.
Right.
I can't see him actually really leaving to go back to WWE.
Yeah, if he started to help start the company.
There's no reason for him to go to WWE. What, so he could be 24/7 champ?
And what, be Stardust again?
Yeah. There's no reason for that.
He should just come back with that black hair heel again.
Black hair heel. There's nothing wrong with him being heel and having blonde hair. It's just fucking...
Well, he did that one time to tease people, and he had all this black hair dye on.
Yeah. Oh, Cody's always been better as a heel.
Right.
His wife can't wrestle for shit. She's entertained. She's better as
But she's good on the mic.
She's great on the mic. Well, she's better as a manager.
And what she said to...
She's just not a good wrestler.
What she said to Dan Lambert, you fat-ass Paul Heyman wannabe.
Yeah.
Or as Chris Jericho says, that fat-faced dipshit.
But, yeah, AEW's been fucking killing it lately, so. Mm-hmm. Absolutely killing it.
I can't wait for that pay-per-view.
And, of course, my favorite fucking tag team.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know who's coming out, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. I told you when we went to that was going to happen. You didn't want to listen to me.
Nope, I'm still not listening.
And I know you like cowboy shit.
I need a cowboy shit shirt.
So do I.
You need a fucking Jungle Boy shirt.
I do. I need a Jungle Boy and a Luchasaurus shirt. But like I said, though, they really missed an opportunity here. They should have never had, even though they are all best friends to begin with, Orange Cassidy and the best friends all team up. They should have made Orange Cassidy and Juice Robinson as a tag team. They could have been Orange Juice.
With the orange punch.
It's orange punch, yeah. That would be awesome. Or you used to call him Tang. Like their special move is going to be the Tang.
Tang.
Sun-kissed.
Crush.
Crush. Crush him. So another thing we need to talk about right now is Joey uses PNC Bank.
Yes.
And... We found out what PNC means.
What, the penis?
Penis nipple crunchers.
The fuck?
That's Joey's bank. Penis nipple crunchers bank.
But we don't know if the penis crushes the nipples or the nipples.
I don't know. We're getting too much into it.
People are going to be like, what the fuck? Or people who actually work with PNC are going to be like, oh, wait a minute.
Wait, that's the name of the company?
I didn't want to work for here. That sounds like a fucking sex store now.
You know what I don't get? I got friends in Canada.
You do?
Yeah, I got friends in Canada.
All right, mate.
Why do they call Canadian bacon? It's not bacon.
Is it just honey glazed ham?
It's honey glazed ham. Yeah. It's not bacon.
Why the fuck do they call it bacon?
I don't know. I think pork roll is closer to bacon. Pork roll or tail or pork, whatever they want to call it.
Right. So you're telling me on Easter, I don't need honey glazed ham, I eat Canadian bacon?
Yeah.
So on Easter, I'm going to say, I guess
this
we're Canadian.
Is just a little, this is, it, well, Canadian bacon's little circular things.
Shit, I'm going to look that up and try to do that for Easter now.
Yeah, you will.
People are like, what the fuck?
And Joe, what would you do if you shit out a leprechaun one day?
I try to see if there's a pot of gold and I take the gold.
You have to be Lucky Charms.
There ain't no Lucky Charms up my ass.
What about the Super Bowl this week? What did you think of it?
Well, if the Bengals would have went for a field goal instead of going on fourth down, they could have tied the game and possibly won it.
But the Bengals were winning at the time.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? When?
The fourth quarter.
The Bengals? When did they go for on fourth down to get instead of a field goal?
Towards the end of the game because they lost by three. The Rams won.
They lost by 3, but when did they have a chance to make a field goal?
Fourth down, fourth quarter.
No, they got knocked out of field goal range.
Nah, you could have tried it.
You can't hit a 65-yard field goal.
You never know. Anything's possible.
That would be terrible trying to do that. No, where they should have stopped. I'm tired of hearing everybody say, oh, rigged Super Bowl, rigged Super Bowl. First of all, the Rams, on paper, should have fucking blown them the fuck out. It should never even been a fucking game. On paper, this is why McVay's saying he's going to retire, because they're screwed in the future. They got no draft picks. They got nothing. They got no cap room. They got nothing. They were built to be a win now team, and they won now. But the Bengals got a good future in front of them. But I'm tired of hearing everybody say it was rigged at the end. It was rigged at the end. What happened? Well, it happened. What happened, happened. It's not that it was rigged. It was a wishy-washy fucking penalty. But what everybody forgets, that was third down. They still had another down to go. Who knows if they were going to try to kick the field goal? Well, they couldn't. They were down by 4. Who knows if they would have got a touchdown the next play?
Right.
Not only that, if the Bengals should have stopped them at 4th-and-1 a long time ago before it even got to that point. So you can't say, oh, they were ripped off, blah, blah, blah. They were ripped off.
Rigged.
Rigged. It's not rigged. It happened to be a wishy-washy call at the end. But you know what? The Bengals got away with a face mask that got them their touchdown. So the only time the Super Bowl is rigged is when the Patriots win. And that's because I'm a Jets fan.
What did you think of the halftime show?
I thought it was terrible. And it's not just because it's rap music, and I'm a big rap music fan. Some of it I like. I like old school stuff. Like, Right. Come on, you got Snoop Dogg there. No gin and juice. You know, no good Dr. Dre songs. And at least Eminem did something that everybody likes.
Right. I was like, why the fuck was 50 Cent hanging upside down?
50 Cent looks like he's a full dollar now.
$1.25 apparently,
yeah.
To go online.
Yeah.
He's a buck and a quarter. He's almost as worth as the Dollar Tree now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the people who don't know what I'm talking about, Dollar Tree is no longer a dollar. They've raised their prices.
Well, because of inflation, and we're not even going to get into that. Yeah. But, yeah, it was an okay. Like, what was last year? To me, still the two best ones they ever had. And, well, the Kiss one was short because they didn't have fucking 15, 20 minutes in between things now for halftime. So Kiss just played Rock and Roll All Night. Kiss and Prince were the two best ones I've seen. So it wasn't bad, but I didn't like it.
Because I seen online, Kiss was saying, hey, if you want a good halftime show, give us a call.
Yeah, they should. I think Kiss could still do it.
I'd love to see it.
I would love to see that. Yeah, I think Kiss could still. Well, we can't get Prince to do it because he's dead. The Bruno Mars one wasn't that bad. The one a couple years ago wasn't that bad either. What was it, J-Lo and...
Justin Timberlake?
No, Shakira.
The ghost sounded one?
Yeah, that was all about the asses.
Yeah.
Last year was The Weeknd or whatever.
Yeah.
The weird diaper faces.
Who... What was the one that the Red Hot Chili Peppers was in?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers? Well, he was only in for like 5 seconds, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I forget which one he was in.
That was disappointing. I'm like, come on, give us more.
Yeah, give us more Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers can do one, too. Like, that'd be fucking awesome.
Can we get Disturbed or Metallica?
Well, Metallica I can see doing. They never had Disturbed do it. And we love Disturbed. I don't see Disturbed ever doing it. I don't know. They got good hype songs, too. I can see Metallica doing it. But then again, it's Metallica can only play one song because each of their songs are like fucking 20 minutes long.
True.
As long as they don't play Saint Anger. I hate that fucking song.
Just play
song.
One or Interstand.
Saint Anger around my neck. That whole album was fucking disappointing. I remember when that came out. Like... That whole fucking song, Saint Anger, that's all he says. is staying angry even when it gets to the harder parts. He's like, "Saint anger around my neck. He never gets respect." And you get the guy in the background, "You flush it out! You flush it out!"
What the fuck?
Well, then there's the one part, on and no regrets, I hate. But all, the whole song is just him going, "Saint anger around my neck."
Why would you constantly want to repeat yourself?
I don't know. To me, it sounds like somebody's fucking constipated.
Right.
Because he's going, "Saint anger around," and you got the guy in the background, "You flush it out! You flush it out!"
But if they ever did a halftime show,
like, I just think of like if I'm constipated and I'm like in the handicap fucking right. thing, like that should have been the music video of someone trying to take a douche the whole fucking time and just go.
But I would think one or Enter Sandman would be the best pick for a halftime.
Oh, Enter Sandman would be fucking awesome. Off to never, never lay. That'd be awesome. Yeah, Metallica would be definitely be good. I can't see Iron Maiden.
Oh, that'd be great.
You want a 40-minute song?
Run, instead of Run to the Hills, Run to the End Zone.
Run to the end zone.
Dan-a-dan, dan-a-dan.
Run for your life. How about the time I sent you? At exactly 11:58.
That was bullshit.
2 minutes to midnight.
That was bullshit. I did that.
That was great. I timed that perfectly.
You did. I don't want to know how, but you did.
2 minutes to midnight.
Well, we got to listen to that on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
even though it's about fucking going into World War III.
Yeah. Hey, 2 minutes to midnight. Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, our whole world's fucked right now, though, with everything going on. At least COVID's slowing down. Yeah. But do you ever watch that show, My 600-Pound Life?
Yeah, I'm used to it from my sister. She likes all those shows.
Remember the time I called you up talking about, like, Dr. Now?
I was like, what the fuck?
Because you're making excuses. But you can't make excuses. What the hell are you talking about? That dude, you cannot con that guy. He is hard on them, and he's just like, I told you to lose 50 pounds by this month.
And you didn't.
You didn't. You lost one. That means you're not focusing. Okay, so I'm going to give you another 3 months. You got to lose 75 pounds. You lose 75 pounds, we give you the surgery. You don't, you're done.
You almost sound exactly like him, too, doing that.
But that's how he is with them. It's always, they never come in the first time and be like, oh, yeah, I lost. And he looks at them like, what are you making excuses for? You gotta do it. Yeah, you do it. Like the one girl tells him, she goes, I lost the diet that you gave me. You said the same thing last month. You could just call me anytime. If you lose it, I can give it to you back and you can write it down. That's just bullcrap excuse. I'm going to give you one more chance and you got to lose 120 pounds. Yeah, it's funny. Like that show, it's depressing, but some of it's funny.
There you go. Let it out.
I've been watching a new show lately, too. It's a Gordon Ramsay thing. It's called Top Chef.
Right.
And it's different than the other shows because it's got a top, a middle floor, and a basement. So, like, the top floor's got the best shit in the world to cook with, to prepare a meal and stuff. The middle chef's got the basic, you know, restaurant and stuff.
The basement's got
the shit. The basement's got shit. Like, the oven goes from low to fucking hell. Like, it's crap. And you ever watch it?
No.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's pretty good. It's hard to explain.
It's on Hulu?
But yeah, it's a show like MasterChef and stuff, but what it is, there's three main chefs, Gordon and two other people, and they take on five people as and they mentor them.
Right.
So they can end up on this floor, that floor, that floor, and it's really good. It's a good show. I enjoy it.
You know it's a good show?
Huh.
Fast Foodies.
Fast Foodies is a good show. You want to know something that's funny I just discovered this week, though? There's something called Tiny House Nation. These people, they do this test. Like these people got a lot of money, who got fucking, like, mansions as houses. They do a trial basis thing where they build them a tiny house, where they got to live in a tiny house for 2 weeks to see if they want to keep living in a tiny house or they want to keep living where they are. It looks like it's so staged, though. Like the one guy, they go back into their regular house for a night. He's like, I miss the tiny house. Yeah, you miss the tiny house. You miss cleaning your own shit out and getting rid of it and composting it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you really miss that.
I wonder how tiny the house is.
Oh, they're like the size of the shed, some of them.
Oh,
all
right.
Uh-huh.
I can make doable of that.
Yeah. Well, if you're by yourself, not a family of five.
Oh, you say it was a family of five. I thought I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's some that are just two people. There's some that are family of five. Imagine the Duggars in the tiny house.
God. I don't think that would work. Liquid crack break.
Liquid crack break, yes.
Well, you see, if we...
Dude, the other night I shit like 80 times.
Huh?
The other night I took like a shit like 80 times.
Jesus God.
I had a gastritis attack. I don't know. It was probably from soda. I was drinking a lot of soda at the time. I really need to stop with the soda.
And yeah, the shit.
Oh my God. I shit like 80 times in the middle of the night. I kept getting up. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Are you? I'm still have to shit. And it was coming out like fucking liquid. Like, and like 90% gas. I notice gastritis because I get the sulfur burps when I get gastritis.
Right.
And those are pretty fucking violent, too.
So you had the burps, then you had the liquid diarrhea?
The burps and the shits.
Damn.
Oh, my asshole was so raw from wiping so much. Ugh. Oh, my God. It was, it was bloody and stuff. And
ugh.
It was like little shit pellets, too, that kept coming out. Like little yellow shit pellets. And just smell, everything smelled like pure sulfur.
What the fuck? That's an image I didn't want.
It's the image you need to have, though.
Why?
Because I need to explain to you what my shit looked like.
What the fuck?
I probably could have filled up a whole fucking gallon.
Yeah.
Like a juice gallon thing. I should have done that and brought it to you. What is this, my shit?
What the fuck?
You want to go compost it?
Surprised you just didn't take a picture of the toilet like you did that one time.
Well, you did that to yourself, actually. I wouldn't even say I did that. You did that to yourself.
How did I do it to myself?
You tried getting me. You farted into your phone and sent it to me. So, like, you know, I'm going to get this motherfucker. I took a shit and I sent it to you. And I was at work, too.
And I was at work?
Yeah, when I was at work when you sent that to me. So I'm like, I'm going to get this motherfucker when I get home. Picture of my shit right there. You're like, why?
Why?
Oh, I find everything, like ladies jerking off horses I send you. And
yeah, well, I'm like, what the fuck?
Why?
I don't want to know why you look this shit up.
Oh, just to fuck with you.
Yeah, it's always me.
Because you're always eating.
Yeah, it's always when you guys, when I'm eating, you send shit like
you're
that.
You're always eating.
So? Is there a problem?
No, not at all. So, Chud, do we have some bizarre news today? I think
do we?
Do. Yeah, I think we do. We haven't done that in a while. Yeah, it's time for some bizarre news. This one's kind of old, but it happened earlier in the month. Okay. Did you hear about
Pistachio coming back?
No, Pistachio was last year. Stop with that stupid dog.
But I want to meet this dog.
Well, the dog is no longer a puppy. So? It's probably like 2 years old now.
I don't care. It's a green-ass dog. I want to see it.
So, anyway, a couple weeks ago, a fucking train got into an accident, like derailed or something, and they had lab monkeys. And three of the monkeys escaped.
Only
and
three?
They even said, do not go by these monkeys. They have shit. Like, who knows what they had and stuff. I was thinking about the movie Outbreak with the one monkey right. and stuff. Like, so, I don't know what happened with that, if the monkeys were returned, whatever, but I remember hearing about that. And, yeah, that's actually pretty fucking funny, because I can see some idiots be like, oh, we can catch those monkeys and make money off of it and stuff. Like,
try to sell it on the black market.
Sell on a black market. Yeah, they're diseased.
Right.
They're lab monkeys. They've been tested on so much. And then an emu escaped in Virginia. So an emu? Yeah, and they advise people to stay away from the emu. It will attack you. And you know what comes to my mind when I say the emu? Limu, emu!
And Doug. That's why the emu escaped, because he wants to find Doug.
Probably, because he wants to find Doug. He wants to be in the commercials.
He said, I'm good enough for the commercials.
Uh-huh. And here's some more bizarre news. Joe got caught jerking off a llama.
What?
The other day. He was arrested, and that was all taken care of.
What the fuck?
I'm just fucking around with you.
I was like, wait a minute. I was going to say, let me see that article. Let me see.
Yeah. Well, Nick still breads his chicken.
And gives it that special sauce.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you jerk off a llama, though?
I did not.
I know.
Just like you saying, but I there is black some barbecue.
Black's barbecue. Let's talk about Black's. Well, that's the end of the bizarre news. Anyway, let's talk about Black's barbecue real quick. I saw, was this last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
I saw a thing that says Black's barbecue. Joey hates it. It's like that's their slogan or something. Like I'm thinking, like if you live in the Philadelphia area, Steven Singer's Jewelers. I hate StevenSinger.com. So, I'm thinking it's like that. So, I asked Joey just to fuck with him on our page with all of our friends. Hey, Joey, why do you hate Blacks? And he's like, what the fuck? And our buddy Frankie Noodles goes, Rio, are you out of your fucking mind? What is wrong? He said, no, Blacks Barbecue. Why do you hate it? So, I showed him a picture and Joey's like, what? I never even heard of this place. Like, well, you know how many people are named Joey. Turns out Joey found out that's the owner of the company. He makes good barbecue, but he hates barbecue. So that's why it's called Black's Barbecue. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the story of Black's Barbecue. That's the story of Black's Barbecue. And what else could we talk about? You know, I honestly wish they made a second basketball.
A basketball?
A basketball, too. You ever see the first one?
Yeah.
I like the first one. I know Matt and Trey don't really like it too much, and they make fun of it, but...
But they should do another one.
They should. There should be a second basketball. Well, they don't like doing live action stuff, is what it is. I wish basketball was real, though.
That'd be cool.
Should have became a real sport.
That's it. Summer Olympics. Let's go.
Summer Olympics. Basketball.
We'll make it our own fucking Olympic sport.
That would be, like, I really like that movie a lot. There's a lot of underrated movies.
So many.
I don't get the proper respect. But shit like Ooh La La or some kind of shit will get, like, all the praise. Like, if you see this year's Oscars nominations, you would fucking, like, laugh hysterical about it. Because they never go at what people like. It's either what's woke or what they want, what the Academy believes should be.
Right.
It should go by what the people like. What made the most money, what the people talk about. Not this stuff. Yeah, I'll look up the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to?
Well, they didn't have the Oscars yet.
And the Grammy goes to.
Okay, let's see. Best picture, okay. Best picture nominees.
Oh, they got the nominees already?
Yeah.
What the fuck? When is the Oscars?
I don't know.
It's gotta be
March 27th.
I was going to say, it's got to be soon if they got the nominees already.
Belfast. Coda. Don't Look Up. Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Powers of the Dog, The West Side Story, which is a remake. Okay, all these movies were fucking trash.
I heard Licorice Pizza and Don't Look Up was good.
Yeah, but they did terrible in the box office, and they get so many bad reviews for those movies.
And how the hell did they get?
It's because the Academy's fucking biased what they think should be on top, and you see, that's why I don't pay attention to the Academy's. People's Choice Awards is what I mostly pay attention to and stuff, because it should be the people.
And the Kids' Choice Awards.
Because, honestly, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. The best two movies I saw this year... And it's criminal that the Spider-Man movie's not in it. And I didn't really like this trilogy of Spider-Man that much. That Spider-Man movie was fucking awesome.
It was.
That was a great movie. It wasn't because of who's the actor of Spider-Man. It was because the whole fucking story was good. That was like... what the hell is the fucking Avengers movie before Endgame?
Infinity War,
yeah. Infinity War. That was as good as that, and probably even better. But it's criminal that a movie like that, and Ghostbusters, these fucking critics and stuff did not want to do good at all because it didn't go, because they're pissed off that the one in 2016 did trash. Well, the one in 2016 did shitty because you didn't follow the Ghostbusters formula. It didn't continue the story. It was still popular, and you gave the people what they didn't want. Had nothing to do with the female cast or anything. It has to do with you forced your opinion. People don't want to hear that shit.
We all know what movie you're happy to see.
What?
Sonic 2.
Yeah, I can't wait for Sonic 2. I enjoyed the first one.
Because when I went to go see Jackass, they played that for a trailer. I was like, oh, there's Rio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Jim Carrey as Robotnik is great. It's a role made for him.
Just for Jim Carrey.
I can't see anybody else playing Robotnik at this time.
At this time, though.
Can't. But yeah, hopefully that's good. That could, like I said, that could be trash.
Who are you?
Seagullitis.
Meet Knuckles.
Oh, Sonic, meet Knuckles. But yeah, that's a movie. I know my son's looking forward to that.
Which son? You have two.
Salvatore. Salvatore loves Sonic. He loves Sonic.
He loves the Sonic?
I know what movie you're looking forward to. I don't think it's coming out this year, though. It's Halloween Ends.
It's supposed to come out October 22nd.
I did not like the last two.
They have a release date on.
I did not like the last two Halloweens.
Why?
Okay, once again, we're going to explain this again. Michael Myers would be 78 years old at the time this stuff is happening.
So?
A 78-year-old man's not doing the stuff he's doing. He's 78!
Apparently, he does.
Uh-huh. Well, they took the superhuman element away from him. So, if they take the superhuman element away from him, the fuck? Like, it's a 78-year-old man with arthritis going around overpowering young guys? He killed the entire fucking block when they went after him. That's not realistic. Then you should have kept the superhuman element part on him.
It's Michael fucking Myers.
Yeah, but I'm thinking too technical on this shit. Like, you want to take the superhuman element part, your shit makes no sense.
You're trying to be technical like Sean.
Yes, Sean technicality. Fucking little ass polar bear that he uses. or Penguin, whatever it was.
No one face him in CTR, please.
No one face him in racing games, period. He's good at racing games.
The man doesn't use shortcuts. He just somehow hops and wins.
Yes, he doesn't drift. He just hops. Shawnee, Shawnee, Shawnee. Just when do they get married?
Yeah, my family's waiting for that.
Yeah, I know. We're all waiting. I'm supposed to, like, marry them, too, now, so.
You're marrying them?
Yeah, remember we talked about it?
Yeah, but I didn't know if you'll agree to it.
I would agree to it. I don't care.
Oh, shit. When's the wedding, then, if you're marrying them?
I don't know.
Well, shouldn't they kind of get on that and tell you?
I've been trying to help them. I know they want to have an outdoor one. They were looking at some parks, stuff like that. We'll see. COVID's slowing down.
I got to see what the hell's going on with Lou's wedding. That's supposed to be this year.
Oh, you get invited? That's good. We haven't talked. You haven't talked to Lou in a while. Mm-mm. Yeah,
because Sarah sent me the card.
I'd like to know why Lou looks like Jesus now.
Because maybe he believes
he's got that long ass hair now, and he's got the fucking now. Beard. Was he trying to take over Philly Jesus for Nick?
I guess
he's never online anymore.
That's true.
It's upsetting. We need our buddy.
The crispy Dorito.
Unless Is he like the cheesy nacho or something?
Unless he just keeps his thing offline like I do.
Yeah. Well, you keep your thing offline just to fucking block Nick, which makes no sense.
Yeah, plus days when I'm not gaming, I'm just on Netflix.
No. That is a pain in the ass when you do that to us. Because then we got to go, because yours is XX disturbed. So we have to go all the way to the fucking bottom of our list. When you have over 1,000 people. When you have over 1,000 people on your friends list, that is bullshit, dude.
No, you guys can just tell me when you're online, I can just join your thing.
Yeah, you can just join, but we can't invite you if we get kicked out and stuff. We gotta go all the way to the fucking bottom. Why are you watching Netflix on PlayStation? Get a fucking Fire Stick. And it takes up your memory.
What, Netflix?
Yeah.
Damn, it must have pinched a nerve.
Oh, it pisses us all off. You know that. By the way, do you have headphones that fucking work now?
No.
Jesus fucking Christ, Joe.
Well, it's not my fault. I need Bluetooth ones. I got it because I can't have the wire near my chest and everything.
Ow.
Just like when I've been playing Zombies with Barry, he calls me and we just talk.
Yeah, that's easier.
I just tell him, I don't know how long we're playing, just keep your phone on the charger just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to figure out a solution for that.
Probably after I get my taxes, because I went filed.
Probably, yeah.
I'll get those false ones you got.
Watch him be like, you ain't getting nothing. Why? Because you're in the hospital.
All your money's going to the hospital. What the fuck? I think that was the highest bill ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible hospital bills, dude.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? But no, St. Jude, they don't charge their people. I'm not the one who has to stay for 2.5 fucking months. You're the one who made me.
Yo, what if you were going to sleep? In the middle of the night, you hear heavy breathing. You just see Nick over you.
Punch him.
You just hear him go, Joey.
I punched him and called the cops. You would
be like, how the fuck did you get in here?
I punched him and called the cops. Get a restraining order.
Joey.
Punch him, get a restraining order, call the cops. I don't care if I'll get charged with assault. Charge me. I don't care.
Charge me, bitch. Anyway, I think that's all we really got today. We're just getting back in the groove, like we said. Yeah. We're we are.
Right. Now I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
And like I said, we check out in a few weeks whenever we come up with the Undisputed Truth Wrestling Podcast. We're going to have the that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of independent wrestling. If you like independent wrestling, check that out soon.
And we'll definitely have more details on the wrestlers and the matches and locations when that happens.
Yes, when it all happens. But the first show is going to be in Northwest PA.
August 20th.
August 20th of 2022. And we'll definitely get more info on this, on the wrestlers and everything.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that, yes. That's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, like I said, I had a lot of fun. It's good being back, isn't it, Joey?
It does.
He'd rather be back than dead, so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just remember, stop jerking off llamas.
Hey. That's a side business.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Have those bestiality fetishes, and they're paying me for it.
Anyway. I'm your host, Madman Rio.
And I'm G.I. Dirt, former producer.
And remember, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
But eggplant does.
But mostly, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Exactly.
See you, everyone.